Skrešam! On skreš po balto lini lic savijam numure, pirmais, otrais numurs, kur uzīmē.
A group of 16 prisoners are lined up and given orders at the military prison here in Karosta. The name means port of war in Latvian, and the prison forms part of a naval base situated by the Baltic Sea.
Pirmais, otrais pārs uz vietas. Skrienā!
The inmates have to squat, run and do other exercises in the prison yard. When these physical activities are over, they're rushed off to their cells by the guards.
Now, run to the second floor of the building. Run! Stop in front of the bars and form two columns.
That's 42-year-old Andris Užegovs, one of the prison guards. He's a heavily built man and wears a dark naval military uniform and a beret. And it's not only his appearance that gives a rather intimidating impression.
Face the wall and stop staring around. And I didn't say anything funny. Stop looking at your fingernails.
The inmates are locked up in gloomy small cells, where the walls are marked with messages from former prisoners. Many are in Russian, and one in particular seems to sum them up: I want to go home. But this is no longer an operating prison. These are not real prisoners, and Andris Užegovs is not a real prison guard. He works with a local NGO called the Society of Karosta Recovery, which aims to preserve the history of the area. The NGO turned the old naval base into a museum 13 years ago, and Užegovs says it's the only military prison in Europe that's open to the general public.
The military prison was operating from 1905 until 1997. All the cells are authentic, and so is the current state of the building. The people who suffered here were mostly soldiers from a succession of different countries and armies.
The prison dates back to the late 19th century, when the Tsar of Russia, Alexander III, issued an order to build a military naval base here. It took more than 16 years to build. Throughout the 20th century, the base was controlled by different powers, reflecting the changing politics in this region: the Latvian army, Nazi Germany and the Soviets. Juris Raķis is a historian with the museum.
The military prison was in use for 92 years, but we focus on the 49 years after the Second World War, when it was a jail for members of the Soviet armed forces. And that's actually one of the most difficult periods in the history of the building.
Raķa says that more than 30,000 Soviet servicemen used a naval base while Latvia was part of the USSR. It was not until the mid-90s, after Latvia regained its independence and Russia pulled out its forces, that Karosta ceased to be a restricted area for ordinary people. But everything has remained as it was during Soviet times. And visitors are not only welcome, they can also take part in the full prisoner experience by spending the night in a cell and being subjected to verbal abuse and harsh conditions.
I don't have the most pleasant of feelings here.
That's Evita Kesber. She was among a group of visitors who volunteered to put themselves in prisoner shoes.
It's not that much fun knowing how terrible it was, that people were really imprisoned and forced to stay here, and that it was all for real. But what we did was more entertaining, so our approach was pretty humorous.
Tisbera says an experience like this gives her the opportunity to relive the country's history on a personal level. It arouses emotions you don't really have when you read a history book or watch a movie, she adds. Well, the museum's organizers certainly provide a range of options to explore that history at Karosta. If a night in a prison cell sounds a bit too grim, you can opt instead to take part in a Soviet spy game called Escape from the USSR. And there's always the prison buffet you can tuck into. Jadars Jēlzis, DW, Karosta Prison.